The great back pain mystery was solved decades ago by New York University physiatrist John E. Sarno, M.D. But there are pockets in areas around the world that haven't heard the news yet. Some haven't had the opportunity, and many who have heard reject the solution. And so daily, the pain industry, as well as the common back pain sufferer, continues on a gratuitous journey, seeking solutions for a problem that has long since been resolved. If you go into any random back pain group or pain forum and offer up the advice on how to heal, you will summarily be scolded by group members and occasionally kicked off the site by the site's administrator. Healing is rarely a welcomed message, except by a select few open-minded and ready individuals. I have been a member of many such pain groups. Note: pay close attention to the word ready. It is the key word predicting when healing will take place. All who are ready to see and accept the reason for their pain will welcome this message of healing. Those who cannot absorb it will reject it. Through time and learning, all those sufferers who get to the point of readiness can heal, permanently. Sufferers don't normally gather at pain groups and forums to heal. They tend to congregate to seek out ways of coping with their pain, treating it, living with it, and sharing in the personal agony. Given the choice between treating their spine with a therapeutic technique or measure and permanent healing, statistically, most would choose to treat their spine. Healing is too often incomprehensible with current understanding. Permanent healing begins with the knowledge of why the pain exists in the first place, not from how-to books or magical words of advice from pain practitioners. This is not a what to do to heal your spine book. This is a book on how to get rid of the cause of your pain, allowing the pain to fade away forever. There is no step-by-step program that can yield real healing for anyone in the long run. There are many sources to go to that can provide temporary placebos. In fact, everything sufferers are doing to heal is the reason their pain won't stay away, but they aren't realizing this. I have witnessed healing occur in countless pain sufferers. They were all ready to give up doing things to heal and to find victory over suffering through deeper understanding. Permanent healing is not always the first conscious choice among most pain sufferers. They frequently prefer to first try some form of new pillow, mattress, physical therapy, injection, spinal manipulation, prolotherapy, stretching, acupuncture, drug or surgery, and most important, they are unaware that these varying treatments are causing their pain to stay in the long run. They are further unaware that every time they feel better after attempting such techniques, it is due to a placebo response. Their deep belief that the technique was actually helping made them temporarily feel better. But the pain returns because the cause was never addressed. The brain was simply fooled, diverted. The possibility of lasting healing is rarely on the conscious radar for a complex set of reasons to be explained throughout this book. And what is not fully understood about TMS is often decried as dogma. The understanding of all the various myths, lies, and overall confusion surrounding the back pain pandemic is the healing mechanism itself. Dr. Sarno referred to the information as to what's really going on as the penicillin to this disorder. It is indeed. The reasons for the mass confusion regarding what's working and what's not are now much clearer, thanks to Dr. Sarno's identification of the cause/reason of back pain.